Once upon a time, there was a podcast called The Introverted Exhibitionist, and it was hosted by a writer named Robert Shoshonic, and that's me. And this Robert Shoshonic wrote a lot of stories, some novels, some comics, some poetry, some articles. Tended to favor science fiction and fantasy, but also love literary, and just all things fiction, and many things nonfiction. And came a time when life got complicated, and Shoshonic realized that he couldn't really keep up the podcast, and he wasn't really adding a lot of value to the podcastosphere with his monthly or semi-monthly or bi-weekly or semi-weekly or whatever frequency podcasts. So we kind of backed away from them, didn't do them for a while. And then one day, while he was on the bike trail, he decided to record one more. Just in the off chance that he had something of value to say. And it just so happened that this particular time, this particular bike ride happened to coincide with an extremely difficult time in his life, and that would be right now. Robert Shoshonic is me, as I mentioned earlier. I am he, and this is the Introverted Exhibitionist. One more time. Will there be more after this? I don't know. I tend to think not, but you never know. If I have something else interesting to say or I feel the urge, I will do so. But in the meantime, things have been extraordinarily crazy. Right now, though, I'm taking a break. I came out here on the trail today with the intention of clearing my head. Is it clear? Clearer. Certainly helped to take this break, get out on the road. Because things have just been crazy and they've been getting away from me. It's been really difficult, just in general, to do the activities of daily life, let alone a podcast, let alone my writing. And so I have to say, I feel fortunate to be here right now, and it does feel good to be riding out in the woods. It's almost deserted. It's an October day, and it's pretty nice. The temperatures are in the 70s, and I knew before I set out that this would be one of the last chances I would have here where I live, in Pennsylvania, this part of Pennsylvania, to get a ride with this kind of weather, because it does not come around often in November and never in December, almost never. So I packed it up and came out here, and I have to say it's really nice. It's not quite as warm as maybe I had hoped. But that's how it is when you get on the trail, you're under the trees, you know, the tree cover tends to cool it down a degree or two. So, you know, the stated temp is in the 70s, maybe 73, 74. I'd say it feels more like 68 or 69 here on the trail. But, you know, I'm still loving it, because I know this is probably the last ride of the season, just as this may be the last cast of the season, or the last cast period. I haven't made up my mind yet. So what's been going on, you might ask? What's been so awful or crazy? Well, I've, you know, been having trouble with my folks. My mom has been ill and in and out of hospitals and rehabs, and I've had to spend a lot of time trying to get that all straight and helping to take care of her. It's been trying. Not because I don't love her, because I do. And I'm glad that she's here, and I'm glad that we've had the opportunity to spend time together. But it has been a challenge, nevertheless, to try to get things straightened out for her care, for proper care. And it's been eating up my time. It's been really rough, because it's kind of all-consuming. When you start down that road, it beats you up pretty good sometimes. It makes it tough to especially keep up any kind of creative work. But I have recently started a new story, and I have high hopes for it. It just feels good to get back in the writer's chair again, and I guess that would be the one takeaway from this podcast. If I had to say there's one lesson to learn or to convey, it would be, even in the most difficult of circumstances, always leave open the possibility that you might have some creative work to do and that you could get yourself in the chair and manage to write or what have you. So, because for a while I did nothing writing-wise, creative-wise. It was weeks. Most of the month of October has been consumed, and much of the month of September has been consumed with trying to work toward my mom's betterment and care. But, you know, if you stick with it and your intentions are good and you keep your mind open, eventually you'll find the time and maybe the inspiration, or both, even better. So I'm hoping to keep that going, because we've got a couple of projects in mind and I'm excited about them. I don't want to jinx them, so I don't want to tell you too much, but I'm enjoying the simple act of writing a story right now. So that'd be my takeaway for you, is no matter how bumpy the road gets, as this road is getting bumpy right now because there's a bunch of washouts in this particular section, I hope I don't wipe out on the washouts. I might want to pause this podcast, or not. Maybe I can make it. Let's see if I can veer around some of these bad boys. Hopefully I don't go down in one and take a header. I think I'm clear. Okay, we got through the washouts. A lot of them there. I don't know what the heck is going on. I don't know why they don't have them filled in. Note to trail folks on the Ghost Town Trail: this section near Vintondale heading toward Nanny Glow needs some grooming. Anyway, no matter how difficult things get, there are still possibilities to turn your energies in a creative direction. You just keep your mind open and, you know, don't beat yourself up too much if you need to take that time off, because sometimes you just got to do it, and that's got to take priority, especially if it's family you're dealing with or other stuff. I have to say, this is a minor thing compared to the health of a family member, but I've been recently having difficulty with a social media implosion. A couple days ago, out of nowhere, Facebook suspended my account. I still don't know exactly why, because I certainly have never put anything objectionable up or done anything that I thought could be construed as violating their terms and conditions. Nevertheless, they suspended my account. I appealed it. They never answered me. They never answered my appeal, but I did see a message the next time I tried to log in that said that my account had been permanently suspended. And then they suspended my Instagram account as well. And I guess the takeaway here is, to any writer or anyone who's listening, be prepared. If you have social media accounts, be prepared for them to be taken away at any time, at a moment's notice, without explanation, without any real means of true appeal, without communication, and they're just gone forever. And if you're relying on them for your marketing, you're out of luck. Which I was doing a lot of marketing on my with my Facebook and Instagram, and now it's just gone. Just gone. And I'm telling you, there's no reason that I can see. The only thing that they suggested was, I saw some mention of an Instagram account that was connected to my Facebook account, but it wasn't my Instagram account. So I don't know how it got attached to my Facebook account. All I could figure is there was a hack or a glitch in the system or something. Some kind of AI went awry. I don't know. But it's terribly frustrating. If it ever happens to you, which I hope it doesn't, you'll see what I mean. It drives you crazy. You keep wondering, what happened? Why did this happen to me? What did I do? Nothing that I can see. Anyway, I gotta pause this. There's somebody on the trail ahead, and I don't want to be talking when I ride by them. Be back in a minute. Anyway, like I said, be prepared, because it could happen to you. you might not think you're doing anything that could possibly get you a suspension ticket. You might think you're being squeaky clean. You've always been squeaky clean, and you've been on Facebook for decades. Nothing could ever possibly happen to you. Your Instagram account is locked down tight. Your passwords are nice and secure. And then one day, you wake up and it's just been switched off. Just like that, they flip you off and you're gone. And I mean literally flip you off. So be prepared, because there's nobody you can call. There's nobody you can email. Well, they have some email addresses, but nobody ever answers you. Oops. Anyway, I had a little pause there because there was a flurry of bike traffic. How strange. Pretty deserted until now. All of a sudden, everybody's out. I guess because it's the end of the workday, or close to it. Anyway, be prepared. And this is another good piece of advice that you can use as a takeaway. You should have an alternate plan for your marketing. You should not be too reliant on your social media, any of it, because it could go away at the snap of a finger. And I know you're saying to yourselves, well, I already knew that. Don't tell me something I didn't know, and it could never happen to me. Well, it can happen to you, and it sucks. So be prepared, because I am now gone from Facebook. You won't be able to find me there anymore. All my pages, everything connected to me is gone. No appeal permitted, no explanation given. That's just how it works. If you don't think it's true, guess again, because I'm sitting here to tell you that's how it works, my friend. So that's been tough. That's been happening. Well, let's not continue to dwell on the negatives. Even as I continue to ride up the path, let's imagine I'm riding through this glorious autumnal bike path. It's a crushed limestone surface covered with fallen leaves from the nearby surrounding oak and maple and ash trees. You can hear them crackle under my tires. Just having get some of that here. Pretty cool, huh? But it's a peaceful scene. Makes you feel good to be alive, and it's inspiring. Here's some more leaves here coming up. I love that sound. So what's going on right now currently, depending on when you're listening to this, I have books in two story bundles. One of them is a Halloween story bundle from WMG Publishing. My book in the bundle is Halloween and Glossers and Fear of Rain Compendium. So check that out. It's very worthwhile. You can't get that omnibus anywhere else in that form. So I recommend you check it out. At storybundle.com, I think it's /Halloween. And the other one is a weird fiction. Oh, jeez, got a bug in my eye. That's also a lesson for all you writers out there. No, just kidding. Hey, Halloween stuff. Cool, somebody decorated a bench. Oh, it's all uphill right now. Good bit of work, but I'm gonna keep talking. The other bundle I'm in is the weird fiction story bundle. That would be, I think, storybundle.com/weird. Check it out online, or just go to storybundle.com and fish around till you find it. But they both run through November 2nd, which is coming right up. It's right around the corner. And I gotta tell you, the Weird Fiction Bundle is awesome. I did three of them. That'll be the last one, I'm told. But I did three of them as a curator, and I'm most proud of this one. It is fantastic. Great books by great authors. Really, really good stuff. Oh my God. Including Ramsey Campbell, Liz Hand. Oh, I don't have the list in front of me. But, Melissa Yee aka Melissa Yuan Innes. Who else is in there? Oh my God, there's a whole slew of great writers. Anyway, trust me, this is a great bundle. Don't miss it. Check it out ASAP while you still can, because it is really, really good. I'm so proud of it. So many good books. And you really need to check it out. So that's the Weird Fiction Story Bundle, available for a very limited time. What else is happening? I have a couple of other projects cooking. Oh, my book in that story bundle, the Weird Fiction Bundle, is Dog and Pony Show, which is a collection of my weird fiction. And if you know my fiction, you know that pretty much 99% of it is weird in one way or another. But this stuff is like the creme de la creme, the creme de la weird. So if you like weird stuff, challenging stuff, offbeat, challenging, cool stuff, you will love this bundle. I can't say enough good things about it. Grab it while you still can. Like I said, it'll be the last one of the three. So if you've got the other two, complete the set. If you haven't gotten any, grab this one, because it's really super, super great, super worthwhile. What else is happening? I guess that's the biggest writing news right now. I'll have some other books coming out soon. Oh, Grey Ladies Revenge is out, which is a book I co-wrote with my writing pal and just all around great friend, Annie Reed. She's an awesome mystery author, just an awesome author of anything, any genre that you can think of. She's incredible. Hold on until I get through this passage here. Hold on. So if we can avoid hitting the stiles here of this fence, of this gate. Ah, I did it. Okay, no stiles were harmed in the crossing there through that gate, I'm happy to say, happy to report. Anyway, Annie Reed, can't say enough good things about her writing, and we co-wrote Grey Ladies Revenge, the second book in the Grey Lady space opera series. Please check it out. You're going to love it. You can get it on Amazon, and I suspect soon you'll be able to get it just like anywhere. You can get it in ebook form or paperback form. There's another gate. No stiles harmed on the way through. Yes, thank you for the applause, everyone. Thank you. So I have those things happening and some other secret projects that have been in the works forever and might soon see the light of day. I'm hoping, in which case I might feel inspired enough to do another of these podcasts, though who knows. How much do they add to the enterprise? I'm not sure it can be quantified. I think any time I'm talking to you guys, I'm enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it. And I think it might do some good for somebody. If for nobody else, it does some good for me to vent, talk about my career, talk about my situations, and where the world of writing has taken me and continues to take me, because there's nothing quite like it. It's a wonderful thing, just like being on a bike in the woods on an October afternoon, like a late October afternoon, when the temperature is in the 70s in West Central Pennsylvania, where the temperatures are not usually in the 70s in October. And I wouldn't really classify as Indian summer. It's definitely not Indian summer, but it's warm enough to make you feel a little more clear-headed, which was my goal in the first place, getting on this bike today. So I hope you've enjoyed our talk. Oh my goodness, this is a rutted section here. Wow. Here's some more leaves. Get ready. Yes. I think of everything I've said today, that was probably the most elucidating element of this entire recording. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I feel a little bit better after talking with you guys, or yuns, as we say here in Western Pennsylvania, West Central PA. And I hope you'll check out those bundles. And if there's another edition of this cast, I hope you'll tune in for it. And if not, go back and listen to some of the older ones, because there's lots of worthwhile content there. I know you'll enjoy them. Thanks again for joining me here today. And I hope you'll take my advice and do the creative work, which is oh so gratifying and oh so important and makes life worth living, even when things are tough, especially then. This is the Introverted Exhibitionist, signing off. See ya.